Have you seen the cost of eggs lately?
With these prices, we'd barely be scraping by if it weren't for Dave.
What's Dave?
It's the banking app that advances us up to $500 instantly. There's no interest, no late fees, or even credit checks. No joke. We can get extra cash for anything our family needs. Download the Dave app or go to dave.com. Sign up for an extra cash account and get up to $500 instantly. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking services provided by Evolve Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Todd Sparrow taking me to Bone Town.
This is the day you almost boned Todd Sparrow.
That is a classic. Movies, do you miss going to the video store, acid wash jeans, and MTV with music? I know we do. Welcome to Mike and Anthony Soda Pop Culture Club. Me, Mike, along with my co-host Anthony,
Vagina Boy.
Bring out, well, that's you, right? You're not talking to me, right?
No, that's you, because I'm gonna hit you with a chair.
Okay, bring our take on a classic movie every Monday from the 80s, 90s, and beyond, during which we usually will play the game and open up a six-pack of favorite scenes. We also point out a couple of generic scenes as well. And at the end of the show, we rate the movie 1 to 24 cans. One can is being called Vagina Boy.
Vagina.
And 24 cans is being going to Bone
Vagina.
Town, going to Bone Town with Sparrow. What's his name? Something Sparrow. I forget his last name. That's I'm bad already.
Todd Sparrow
taking me to Bone Town.
This is the day you almost boned Todd Sparrow.
That is a classic. That is a classic. But before we get to all that, we want to tell you something, because this episode specifically is the reason why we ask what we ask. Tell them, Anthony.
Yeah, request some shit so we can do it. That's it, right?
No, we have a requester that actually this movie is one we're doing by request for somebody named Lisa.
Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. In that review, tell us what you want us to do, and then your dreams can come true, just like Lisa's dreams are coming true right now.
That is correct. And you know what? She actually wrote something for us, or to me, but I'm going to share it with you because I presume that's what she wanted. Because,
right.
You know, just like this movie, I think a man presumes to know what all girls want.
I sure fucking know. I also don't consider myself a man, so I don't know what to say about that.
But basically, she says that after hearing our podcast, she got a little nostalgic for this movie, was looking around for it, found it free on Pluto TV. We don't plug anything, but that's where she saw it. Anyways, but she says this: I have a special place in my heart for Girl. In 1995, my brother made fun of me because after seeing the movie Powder, starring Sean Patrick Flannery, right? That's who we're talking about. Yes. I thought Powder was cute. So she thought he was cute in that movie. So she then goes on to watch Boondock Saints, Suicide Kings, and Girl. And she says Girl proved she was right. LOL. So she loved this movie because Sean Patrick Flannery is in it. And also in the late 90s, early 2000s, she saw a lot of bands, had a lot of crushes on band guys, and always had to remember to not be like Andrea Marr from Girl. LOL.
So,
looking forward to hearing your review is what she says. Thanks, Lisa. So, yes.
Let's say, Lisa, first of all, good job for you for actually getting the right message out of this movie.
Yes, yes, that's fucking amazing.
I mean, there you go. Like, I could also follow that up with actually don't be like anybody in this fucking movie.
That is so true. That's so true. But you know what we should do? We should play the trailer and then
let's
get
do
it.
That, yeah.
There we go.
I'm Andrea. I'm 18 and I'm still a virgin. My friends tell me that I've gotten pretty. Even worse, that I've gotten sexy. Sybil's my best friend. She's sort of my idol. She's so together. This is Rebecca.
Grunge rock or post-grunge rock? Neopunk or all-pop? Or all-pop grunge?
She's kind of intellectual. That's Darcy. She likes boys. A lot.
We're supposed to be doing it. I mean, that's why we got what we got.
And then there's Kevin. I think he wants me.
You won't have sex until we are safely dead and buried.
Of course, Dad had no idea I would meet the man of my dreams.
I'm Todd.
Todd Sparrow, lead singer of The Color Green and the love of my life. From the beginning, I knew I had captured his heart.
Maybe sometime we can go to a movie or something. Anything else you want to say to his back?
We had an old-fashioned courtship.
I heard the stupid rumor that you slept with Todd Sparrow.
You did? I mean, you did? Are you like Todd Sparrow's girlfriend or something?
But nothing's ever simple.
I gotta go on tour.
I discovered just how much love can hurt.
If you want him, don't chase him.
You're too good for him. He doesn't deserve a girl like you.
You're everything I've ever wanted to be.
Becoming a woman is hard work. I think I'll miss just being a girl.
Oh, man.
There we go.
Hit us with that shit.
All right, here's what I got. Here is our breakdown by the numbers, directed by Jonathan Cahn and starring Dominique Swain, Sean Patrick Flannery, Tara Reid, Selma Blair, the kid from Big, and the Masterson brother that didn't get accused of Scientology rape. Girl was released on November 5th, 1999, taking in whatever at the box office because I couldn't find it against a whatever million-dollar budget because I couldn't find it. It scores 5.7 out of 10 on IMDb and a 75% audience score on Rotten Tomatoes because I couldn't find the other one. And that's all I can find.
I'm sorry. Can I tell you, you missed one person who was in this. Biff Tannen.
Oh, no, Biff.
Yes. The bouncer.
And Portia de Rossi.
De Rossi. That's Ellen DeGeneres' wife.
Yeah.
And she was in Ally McBeal.
Oh, it was 99. So it's weird. There's two release dates. It's actually because when you look this up, the funny thing about this movie is like when you go to search for it on anything, you actually have to put girl and then 1998 in. I said,
because there's a 2018 or something.
It's not that. It's because it just doesn't show up. If you just put girl in, you ain't finding it.
Yeah.
But actually, so it was released in France May 6th of 98.
Wow.
And in the US, November 99. So that's what we got for that. So I got to just tell you right off the bat.
Yes.
If they made My So-Called Life into a movie, this was it.
But
this was the My So-Called this was the My So-Called Life movie. Because I'm like watching this, I'm like, we've got Angela and Jordan Catalano here. I've got Tara Reid as a fucking like doppelganger of fucking Rayanne Graff.
Is it this better?
My So-Called Life.
Is it my So-Called Life better though than this?
I love My So-Called Life.
Okay. I think you're diminishing the product of My So-Called Life.
Like, it's got a lot of elements that reminded me of that show.
Let's throw this out there. I have never seen this before. And until now, right? And with this cast, I am surprised that we never came by it. It never came by me. It never came by you.
I remember I told you after we wrapped up our last episode, I was like, I watched it and I'm like, I feel like it's something I watched, but I know I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. Because
watched a lot of those types of movies and stuff, like those offbeat 90s movies.
There were characters in here. If you went into the IMDb and looked at the other movies they were in, you're like, oh, well, she was in Mulholland Drive and she was in, you know, there's all these other movies that you probably got the feel of these people. But it wasn't this one.
Even her dad. I'm like, shit, I know that dude too.
Yeah, that dude. Yeah, I know every fucking body in this movie, but I don't like Biff on the door surprised me.
That was awesome.
But I want to say this. It was definitely a different point of view. Because you don't usually get the inner monologue female perspective. However, it was written by men. That to me, and I think it comes through. So let's just look at
I also got to give another mention because you said Biff. I had two characters from Can't Hardly Wait in this movie too.
Yes, you did. So, because the girl who comes in, the record deal chick, she was in Can't Hardly Wait and something else. She was in a couple movies.
I wasn't even talking about her.
Oh, okay, see, that's who I found. Who did you find?
What's his name? The other guy, the first guy she slept with.
Oh, yeah, he was. You're right. Kevin.
He was in Mike Dexter's Posse.
Oh, Mike Dexter.
The black guy under the bridge or in the
the gay guy, the gay couple.
He was the reminiscing guy. It's all about the memories, man.
It's all about the memories, man. Oh, fuck yeah, man.
So we got three.
Three. And I will say it's sad that this movie makes us think of that one.
Hey, there's nothing sad about making me think of Can't Hardly Wait because I love that movie.
Could we say this could have been a part of the embryo, the Ethan's embryo that we did, and we didn't even know it? with all the characters connected to Ethan embryo, they aren't major though.
Yeah, it would have been a reach, I think, for that.
It was definitely not a major.
It's not very embryonic.
So when this movie started, and you saw Selma Blair and you saw Dominique Swain, you saw the happenings that were going on, and
thing you saw was GarageBand every fucking house down the street.
Well, it was the 90s, and I think they were trying to sell us on the whole grunge explosion, even though it had already happened. It makes me feel like this movie was written in 1993 or 4 and didn't get made for 5 years, right?
Could be.
Like, because he's also gone to Seattle, you know? So, I mean, that's what it makes me feel. But you know, you get that, but you get how their interactions are, and their whole thing going out to a party is to go get laid.
Yeah.
Like, And you know how I am about these virgin obsessed movies. It's like, why is it always virgin obsessed? And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't understand because I've never, well, maybe it is. This is why I don't trust this movie. It was written by men. And I don't trust that a man knows that a girl is that virgin obsessed about herself. I can see the insecurity, but I don't think hymenally challenges something that a girl's going around worrying about.
You're reading too far into it, first of all. Because you do that all the time. It's a point of view. And you know what? I don't doubt that there are girls that have been like that before. I don't.
Yeah. Oh, no. That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? I don't know. But this is a girl who's going to Brown, who's right, super smart. Like,
you know what? First of all, like when you get into that with your theories about that stuff, like you actually, it's like you say it like, I don't think, because you assume like everybody's got to be like that.
I get that. I'm painting him into a box.
It's a point of view that, you know, some people, I mean, like, I could totally see that people, like, especially, like, if you think about her character, like, I'm doing everything on the straight and narrow. I got to get this off my bucket list.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. Now, here's how you know I looked a little too deep on something here, is that the guy who wrote this, do you know what he wrote for before he wrote this?
Calvin Hobbes.
Details magazine. Do you remember Details magazine?
Oh God, yeah.
Why did we get that magazine, Anthony? Why would you and I want to get that magazine? What was on the cover and in that magazine all the time?
I didn't want it.
Yeah, right. Yes, you did. He wanted to see Oksana Bayul half naked in a big 5-page spread, and because you know what, that's what it was. It was aimed at men who want to see half naked chicks and read about music and art and shit. That's what it was, and that's what this guy wrote for. And so I just think that, you know, maybe his point of view came from there. I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. Who knows?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that maybe this guy's idea of what women want or need is in his own mind.
He made a movie about it, and somehow he got a shit ton of people in it, even if they weren't as well known. I mean, it was right around that time for them. I mean, you even had another fucking famous person trying to jerk off on her.
Oh, what's his name?
Jesus.
Yeah, what's his name?
Here's the thing. I can't remember because every time
he's on the SNL cast. He was on the SNL cast.
Every time I fucking see him, I want to say Wes Bentley. I don't know why I always
think of Walter Mitty because he's in Walter Mitty with what's his name, and he's the bad guy in it. You know, he's one who shuts down Time magazine. But no, I'm just saying this guy also. But when he wrote this, it was published in a series in Sassy magazine, though. Just thought I'd let you know. I did a little too much looking into that because I thought, man, who wrote this? And how does a man know a young teenager girl's perspective on how she perceives herself and sexuality? And I think as you get deeper into this movie, you understand he does not fucking know. But I'm going to go on anyways. So I just want to go, before we go any further, is this ultimately a groupie movie? That's all I want to ask you.
I don't think it's a groupie movie. No.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I was wondering, because I think it is, but...
I don't.
And I thought, well, is it the best groupie movie ever? No, that's Almost Famous.
Oh, no. Right, so you could almost say this could have been like a prequel to Almost Famous focusing on the groupies. How do you become a groupie?
How do you become a groupie without knowing? How do you slide in there?
How does it happen?
How does it happen? Yes, I would.
How do you make the choices you make to become a groupie? Because it's funny, too, because like... because Portia de Rossi's character in this,
yes, the sister,
she remind you very much.
Oh yeah, well she was. Well, no, actually, you know who I thought was going to be that character? It was Sybil, because she kept warning her, "Be careful, well, you get what you want," you know, and all that. Like, and I thought if at some point we're going to get this story about how she was banged and left for dead by Todd Sparrow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I thought this was going to be
I'm just saying she just her look, her whole look about her remind me very much of Penny.
Yeah, I'll give you that. It did. It had the look. She had the cool, like, there's so many people that tried to make cool in this movie. That's really what I get down to. And here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give a six pack because something I thought was cool. And we've already talked about it a little bit. And I love edgy Josh Baskin. I love it. And I thought if this was the same universe, wouldn't it be so cool? It's a little bit too many years. Because he was like 12 or something.
Yeah.
It'd be too many years. But if it were able to be an 18-year-old Josh Baskin, that would have been so good.
Like,
that would have
been so good. Oh, I'm going to get a 48 deck.
I'll get a 40. I get an unlimited deck.
Yeah, so unlimited decks, deck. I don't have any more decks than they've even invented yet.
Yes. Yeah, he was. I just loved it because he was in this movie and he really has done nothing else. And that's really what it comes down to.
I'm just gonna say, like one of my six packs was just the fact that, again, I'd never seen this movie, which I can't believe I haven't. And again, seeing all these fucking people, including him, like holy fucking shit.
Yeah.
You'd be kidding me. Really? 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 Every fucking 5 minutes, I'm like, oh my god. Ooh, what the fuck?
So, I got another for you. Another one of my favorite lines in this, Tara Reid. I love your hair. Doesn't matter. Like, you're fucking too cool. It doesn't matter.
Every time. Doesn't even matter.
Doesn't even matter. Yeah. Oh, man. So I want to go on to, because remember I talked about the Virgin Obsessed movie. My problem with this movie, and I'm going to get to this a little bit more later as well. You know, a man wrote this because there's this fallacy in it, I call it, of sex making you a woman. Like, somehow, I have a feeling. I can't believe that girls thought that sex made the women, unless they were so programmed by the way we told them. But all the other things that young ladies deal with to become a woman in womanhood, I don't know that sex is the one thing that gets you there. You know what I mean? The lives are so much more complex for women. Us men are too stupid to understand it. It seems like he distilled it down to, oh, I got to fuck her. I'm not a woman yet. I'm just not. That's what it seemed like.
I don't know. Like, I guess it depends on the person and also the influences they have and the people around them, because
this is where I wish we had Lisa on this fucking podcast. This is where I wish her point of view is here.
I feel like, at least growing up, the way I understood it, I think it's one of two things. You either felt like a woman or like a slut afterwards, depending on what age you did it at and all that. Guys were just like, you're a pussy if you don't have sex by the time.
I get that, but we're simple. Know. We're very base.
Well, it's saying that, I'm saying, like, when you're talking about peer pressure and like what other guys giving you shit and stuff like that.
Yeah, but it seems like women are much more tribal, much more. They deal less with their other women having to validate. It doesn't seem like men need to validate them completely like this makes it seem like. Like, I'm against the whole concept of a man validating your womanhood. And I know that's a 2022 or 2023 thought.
I don't
maybe.
Think guys do validate their womanhood.
In this movie, they fucking did. This fucking movie.
They did? Who did?
Yes. Their inner monologues, both of them, like, oh, I gotta be with this guy, and it's like, I have to be with this guy.
That's her inner monologue, though.
Yeah, but she's thinking the guy being with her validates her, not her. Her going out and getting what she wants. It has to be the guy, especially later on when the fucking, like you said, the one guy rubs one out on top of Dominique Swain.
Yeah,
or Andrea. you know, she gets pissed off that she had that guy rub one out, even though she didn't even want that. You know, like it had to be that guy, and like some validation had to come from that.
Did you love also though? That other guy that she was about to have sex with.
Oh, you're so right. Your brain is ripe.
Your brain is ripe.
Does that shit work, man?
I fucking don't know. I've never tried it.
I'm gonna go upstairs. But then we're down here.
Ditches her. Got laid, and he ditches her for a fresh keg.
Oh yeah, nothing could take me away from you. He says right before that, nothing could take me away from you. Man, a fresh keg just came in.
Except for Busch Light.
Yeah, Busch Light. Yeah, he wanted Busch, just the wrong kind, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm gonna throw out my generic right now, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is Andrea? I really hate her delivery, and I know what they're kind of going for. But just her meek way she says shit, it, like, I don't like it in the movie.
Yeah,
I can't stand it, basically.
Like I said, this is when I wish the person that requested this, we were doing this just with.
Fucking like, oh, geez.
Because I bet we would get a perspective that you and I don't see. And I hope, and here's the one thing I want to tell Lisa, because I know she's listening to this, is that we're not trying to shit on your dreams. But it sounds like you got the point of the movie.
Hold on. I'm going to say, though, and we'll get into this, but no, that's my one definite drawback about this is I just look, like, the way she fucking, her delivery of lines.
I
know it was purposeful, but at the same time, like, I don't like it. It just it doesn't work for me in this movie, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I got to say, too, though, this movie, honestly, is like, the funny thing about it is, having never seen it.
Yeah.
I actually, I'm like, I bet this is a movie, had I seen it back at that time, it probably would have been one of my favorite movies. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, because you'd have...
The types of movies I loved and everything, like...
I don't know, not enough nudity for you, though.
It would have been... shut up. It like it would have been like in that whole group, I feel like. Because like I said, when I saw it, I was like, I feel like I've seen this movie, but I know I haven't.
Would you have creamed your shorts when Todd Sparrow flipped up his hoodie?
Probably.
Oh, man.
Probably.
I want to go one more thing, though. The jerk-off guy, I just want to say he sexually assaulted her, and they never go into that in any way, shape, or form. But anyway.
There's a lot of stuff. That's one issue I do have with this movie. There's a lot of stuff they don't go into. It's kind of like different things popping up, but they don't necessarily go into it enough.
That's in my final review, I think, a little bit. So we'll get there. What would you do? Like she does a 16-page report on Todd Sparrow. I know what my wife would do to my daughter if she did that. She'd break her legs or something. What would you do if your son wrote a 16-page report on a girl and handed it in?
Well, first of all, if it was a musician.
Well, yeah, but I don't think it's the one has musicianship.
You know, also, she wrote this before he fucked her in the porta potty.
Well, yeah. I guess.
Speaking of that, my other six pack.
Yes.
Which is my ultimate six pack in this movie.
Sure.
The difference between fucking and having.
Oh,
with the guy.
I would have to see.
Great. Oh, God. That was fucking hilarious.
Like, and when she's hitting the stapler. Yeah, that was, I guess.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's like my best six pack out of this movie.
I would say I did not put that as a six pack, sadly, and I should have.
That was great.
No, it did. It was great. But, there's some things I like in this movie. I got to say a couple things. I just want to go through shotgun some things that I heard that I like. I like the girl when she like talks about all different. And then she says, I like so, like good. Love me some good time butt rock, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a thing. I'm just not into it. I'm not into what they call things. I don't label. I'm like, what's your name? You can label it whatever you want. Oh, that's so fucking cool. how about the cow print dress?
Yeah.
And then like, oh, the, you know, retail for the win. Now I feel so unique. And then like 15 other
people. Everyone else had. I mean,
yeah, that's fucking.
That's $50 for a t-shirt. Limited edition. Let's do some simple edition.
Now, I think I've asked you this question before on another one. What was your first concert again?
Whitney Houston.
Yes, because he's a total bitch. Mine was Primus and Fishbone. So much cooler. I have much more credibility than you.
No, you don't.
Music. Primus and Fishbone? Dude, it's way better than Whitney
Houston. You don't have much. You have more credibility than me, though, because you went to a concert.
Well, I'm also better. I can sing, and I am actually talented.
I was fucking.
In addition, I know good music.
To Insane Clown Posse.
Once again, people, I've never gone to an Insane Clown Posse, and you would think that makes me way more credible than Anthony.
Yeah, you get into a mosh pit in one of those, and then you tell me about concert cred, though.
I went to Nine Inch Nails and was in that, so.
And you know what? I probably came home after that and watched My So-Called Life.
And jerked off to what's-her-name in it.
Claire Danes.
Claire Danes, yeah.
Or
do
AJ
you think
Langer?
She would have been a better person in this movie? Would she have been a good?
Oh, she would have been awesome. Like, if I could replace those two people, this is a different movie. Oh, I thought you met the main girl, Andrea, and
Patrick?
Claire Danes.
Yeah, yeah. I've swapped those. I thought maybe replacing two people in this movie. I thought you were taking like Tara Reid out because I don't buy her as a rock singer, you know? So
I don't buy anybody in this movie as a rock singer.
Well, that's my pet peeve. I didn't put it as a generic, but I probably should have.
Yeah.
As a singer, I hate it when people try to pass off lip syncing as singing in movies. It just bothers me. Being actually talented makes you pissed off when people fake talent, and it just pisses you off. Yeah, and that's just
how
I
get it.
It just is me. That's just how I am.
Flannery pulled off that he could look and act and play like a rock star. But then the stage stuff, that's where it's like, kind of.
Yeah, she's...
You know what? I got a peg too. Here's what it reminds me of. Jennifer's Body.
Yes.
What's his name?
Who? What?
The band in Jennifer's Body.
What is that?
What is what?
Jennifer's Body? Is that a movie I don't know?
You don't know Jennifer's Body?
No, I don't.
A horror movie with Megan Fox and Amanda Seyfried?
Yeah, it's a fucking horror movie. Would you think I'd watch that?
Anyway, Adam Brody is the lead singer of Low Shoulder in that.
That sounds about right.
Low Shoulder, Through the Trees. But again, it's kind of like that. It's like, I can't really buy you in this at this part. When you're singing the other stuff, yeah. But then when you get on stage, I'm like, no.
I'll tell you what, and I say this later. I'm going to say this again later. But the music in this was kind of
Yeah.
And this movie had a real what I would call indie teen movie vibe.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Indie teen movie after school special almost. Vibe very not it felt like they had a budget but they didn't spend it wisely. Like it just feels that way. We don't know the budget because you didn't find
I don't
it.
Even agree with that actually.
Of course you wouldn't because you're a fucking moron.
Well, you know, one of us has to be. I think it's more maybe they didn't spend it wisely because they should have got a different lead for Andrea. But I don't think it's necessarily the budget and how it was spent. I think it was how it was shot at certain points.
Yeah, it just feels like some rough cuts were in there.
Yeah, I'm like, I feel like I almost felt like I'm watching a mashup of My So-Called Life and Johnny Suede. Yeah. I really did. I feel like that was one of the movies that I thought about when I was watching this because I'm like, it's just got, there's scenes where it's just this weird vibe to it that's like,
sometimes to me it feels like it's adolescent and sometimes it's warning you not to do something to me and then sometimes it's saying go fucking do it and then sometimes it looks like I said a PSA where you know what I mean I just don't know what it wants to be but I want to say this about Andrea. I like when she does eventually have sex for the first time. She's in this rush to have sex and what's the first thing she says when she has sex? Oh, I made a mistake. It's like, yes, of course you made a fucking mistake. Yeah. You didn't know the fucking guy. You had sex with him. And then later on in the movie, she's talking about how she hates the guy. And to me, he's the only decent guy in the movie. So what the fuck? Anyways, but you and I can go on for hours about that.
The whole, are you okay? Are you sure you're okay? Are you okay?
Is he a little too attentive?
Are you okay?
Was he a little too attentive of his lover?
Just a scotch?
You think you need to smack her around?
Well, I'm saying, like, even after the sex, like, he's a Klingon.
Yeah, he is. I'm going to give my generic, though, here because of that, though, in general, all that. I really hate the idea that having sex is the passage to womanhood. I think I've already made that
point. You already said this.
But I haven't said it as a generic.
Jeez.
Plus the whole loss of innocence, like when she says, oh, I'm now a woman and I've lost my innocence. I'm not saying that sex doesn't, like, sex has complicated emotions, right? At the time when you're having it, and I get that. I'm just saying this movie, like, seems to hyper-focus those things. Like, make it, I'm now a woman, and I've lost my innocence because of, you know, what if she sucked 32 dicks and never had sex? Would she have lost her innocence then? You know, my point is, like, it seems like an oversimplification.
Why?
I don't like it.
You get too much into this shit.
I get too much into the thought that...
No, but problem is...
How many people do you think this damaged that did watch it? Like, Lisa watched it, and obviously she got the right message.
But here's my problem.
Don't be that girl.
You do this to make it seem like you give a shit.
Yeah?
About women. You don't.
I do.
You don't.
I do.
You don't.
I do.
You are a fucking...
I do.
...goddamn Neanderthal to the nth degree.
I am not. I'm a nice guy.
Bullshit.
But you know what I do know? I know gay guys. That makes me cool.
What the fuck?
That's what that one girl, Rebecca, says to Andrea when she said, when those two guys walk by after saying hi and they're holding hands, she's like, you know gay guys? Cool.
I'm sorry. I don't know why that reminded me of this, but I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Selma Blair.
Yes.
Is her character in this movie possibly more irritating than her character in Cruel Intentions?
Ooh. Yeah. Yes. But I don't know why she's there, because really she served no real purpose to the movie, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because the best friend was supposedly Sybil.
It's even, this even goes into, I'm sorry, I don't want to interrupt, but like it goes into the other shit we talked about. Like, there's so many things touched on this in this movie that just don't get fleshed out. Her eating disorder.
Yeah.
Nothing.
That's fucking later. Yeah.
It's just like nothing. And then, you know, there's obviously other stuff that happens later, which we haven't touched on yet. But it's like there's just so many things that, and I don't know if that's, but is that also maybe, I guess, supposed to be part of the movie that like Andrea is like focused on herself and what she's doing so much,
and not enough on the people around her. Yeah, I get that, but she, no, she, there's too much going on here. I mean, this, like,
I wish I had watched this movie back when it came out, when I was like,
because maybe you were in that mindset,
in my wheelhouse, but I didn't have to overthink it and do it on a podcast.
Yeah, but I want to get your thoughts on something else here. And that's on Sean Patrick Flannery or Todd Sparrow, actually. His character, to me, and maybe even you, seems like a typical douche character.
There's some douche qualities, for sure.
Yes, he made music, which kind of is cool, but I think you and I know guys like that, right? Like he's the type of guy that you and I look at and go, why are girls going for that guy? He's a total douchebag. We know what he's going to do. Like you've seen this play out before. You know the story. But for some reason, they think it's going to be different because they're special to that guy.
And this is the funny thing about it to me. It's like, you see this. Again, we've already, girls, chicks dig assholes.
That's what I'm saying.
It is. But
we're getting there. We're getting there.
But here's the thing. It was weird to me about this is when, like, his character arc, if he even has one, I don't know. but to be at that point where he's like, I need you. So it's like, what do you need her for? Because do you need her for sex or inspiration for your songs or what? Because
what does she provide you?
Seem like she really changed you in any way.
You're still you.
You're still fucking in a porta potty. It's just going to be a different girl in a different city.
That's why I don't know. This guy,
She get him to use hand sanitizer after he left the porta potty? How did she change it?
Oh, yes. Well, no, she changed him, he changed her, I was going to say, because he fucked her.
Maybe he was a virgin and she didn't know. How about that twist?
Oh, yes.
That was his first time.
Yeah, just like the girl with the tattoo where we don't know where it's actually at. use your imagination, Biff. But I want to get into this. Things I don't like. People who smoke who say they don't smoke.
Oh,
she did that.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
What?
Biff as the doorman.
Yes.
How did we not get... Why don't you make like a tree and get
Get out of here.
This idea is fake. Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Why didn't we not get that?
Why didn't they do that?
Fuck this movie. Maybe there's a real...
At least a variant of that joke. Something.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a... It should have said something similar. Yeah. Right. Oh, man.
That would have been awesome.
Now, another thing I don't like. I don't like she feels inadequate when he leaves on her. How do you feel inadequate because a guy leaves you in his place? I don't know.
What do you mean?
Like when he gets up and leaves soon because he has to go do something with his music or band rehearsal.
Yeah.
She's like, she feels inadequate. She feels like ashamed or like she did something wrong.
He did say, you can stay as long as you want. Just don't take anything.
Well, I mean, that's what you'd tell anybody. You don't fucking know.
Fuck?
Right? Now, I do want to give a six pack here because later on when her friend Rebecca finds out, I love the term bolted. You were bolted.
Yeah.
For being fucked. I've never heard that one. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Bolted. You got bolted. It's like, what the fuck? But I'm guessing, the thing is I'm guessing there are girls who might say that, but that seems like a real guy thing to do. Talk about different ways to say I got fucked.
Bolted.
Yeah. Bolted. That's, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
And now I want to get into her friend Darcy, Selma Blair, remember?
Unfortunately, I do remember, yes.
But do you remember that eventually they talk about how she ended up having sex? And why did she end up having sex with the guy? Do you remember what he said? Or what she said?
What she said?
Yeah, what she said that he told her.
Because she was there.
Because his balls hurt. Because
the
whole blue balls argument.
That is so fuck it. Like
the blue ball defense, it works.
Real quick. Oh, God. Any females listening to this podcast, that is the biggest crock of fucking bullshit in the history of the world.
Yeah, it is.
Do not believe that ever, please, because that is so fucking stupid. That's the dumbest thing I've ever fucking heard in my life.
Yeah, I would have to say that. And I just want to know if that really worked.
I just want to know. I want to know how that came to be. Like, what original fucking douchebag came up with that excuse?
Someone had to have something happen, you know? and then was like,
and then he told his friends, and told their friends.
Let's remember, women used to be told what to do, and men were the only ones who knew anything based on what we thought as men, right? So I'm guessing at some point, some man thought it was a good idea to lie to women and say, "Well, this is what happens to me, so you have to do it in order to get what he wants."
Okay.
Same here. Same principle, just been going on since probably 1200 or 1100, you know?
I just want to know who was patient zero. Who started that shit?
You know, some fucking guy who came home and his
the bottles will not explode. Guy's ego may shrink, but that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, the ego may go down, but not the balls. I want to tell you this. Back then, when I had me some sex, I must have not have been doing it right, because I never got a thank you letter. For sex, like Todd Sparrow.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I'm just going to say, wow, who gets that? Of course, she got a form letter in return, but still.
Right, but you at least got a reply.
Oh. And, you know, I want to say this. By this time in the movie, do you know she really has spent hardly any time with him at all? They had just seen each other in that record store. Went back to his place, did the nasty, and that is it. There is no, like, her, she has no relationship, hasn't talked to him more than one day in a row, really. I mean, I guess if you want to talk about the, where she accidentally goes to the wrong door, but that's not the same thing.
Oh, that's, I think that's kind of the, it's kind of one of the points of this movie is how you can get drawn in by a persona and not the person.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, she, even at this point, she still doesn't fucking know him at all. Even the one when she, at the end, like, she doesn't know anything about him.
No, no, not at all. Not at all. She doesn't know anything about him. That's why it's like, to me, it's anything like
important.
She's barely.
I'm sorry. He did unload on her.
It,
towards the end, like.
At least she was 18.
But I'm saying, like, I didn't mean unload in that way. I meant.
Oh, okay.
He told his story to her and everything. Finally. Oh,
okay. I was thinking the other way. I was thinking, well, no. She's 18. At least we got that going for us. It isn't that creepy of a movie.
He did dump onto her his.
He shared some baggage. He shared some baggage. It's a better way of saying it. In a movie with a lot of sex, saying unload is a loaded term.
You're right. You're right.
Now, this is what I want to say. This movie, this has things that just kill dudes, right? Because the one guy, Kevin, has his shit together, kind of. He's a little clingy, but he's a nice guy and trying to do right. But the guy that is wanted is the douchebag who barely will give you time and just happens to be somewhat talented. We don't even know if he's really talented because the music I heard was shit, but he's somewhat talented, supposedly, and a genius. But he's a real dick to women. So I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wish I knew because, you know, well, Lisa said she was in the band, guys. I wonder if she was just in the look, but if she really knew them for who they were. Like, if she really knew Todd Sparrow the way this movie is,
right,
would she, like, be like, oh, no, fuck that guy. Yeah, he's cute, but, you know, cute only gets you so far, right? It's like. That to me is like just douchebags that because they're cute can get away with so much. Oh, just maybe I should have been that guy.
It's what, cute?
Well, you know, kind of an asshole.
You are maybe kind of an asshole.
No, back then the
you
chicks,
got that part now. Just get the cute part down. You're good.
Back when I was in that teenager phase, you know, maybe if I was more of a dick. And whatnot, maybe I'd have been better off, you know, just to say. I never had the whole groupie thing, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, being a singer, I want to say, I'm not going to say it doesn't have its advantages. It does. There are girls who wanted to meet me because I could sing, and I had some relations with that. But it wasn't like this guy.
It wasn't, because we're talking rock band. Show choir.
Hey, I'm telling you, different talent show. Is what talent is.
I get it. Yes. This one time at show choir camp.
Yeah,
I got it. Right. I got it.
You go, boy.
I got it.
It's not like that. I'm not going to go into the story, but I'm telling you. I'm just saying. I'm sure. What about you? You were on the radio once. Didn't you get any play because of your celebrity?
No, I didn't.
Wow.
No. Yeah,
you actually. Would think that he was on the radio by listening to him. He sounds kind of
really
dumb.
Wouldn't. I really never fucking know that, but it actually was.
All right, now
and I couldn't do the whole career where they offered you $16,000 a year starting out. No, thanks.
No.
So bad. When you have a potential employer,
yeah,
explaining to you. How you can afford this because you really don't need a car. You can walk
to work.
Pretty much walk everywhere. And, you know, you have apartments right down the road from us here called Murder Bend, quote unquote. No, thank you. For $250 a month, I think it was. Yeah, no, I'm good. I'll just stick to podcasting from the fucking basement.
So I want to do some higher themes on this here in a second. But first, I want to say that my last six man, we've already said it many times, Biff is a doorman. I forgot to say that's a six pack.
Okay.
So, but over hierarching themes, basically the way this movie is set up is the first part of the movie is I really want to get fucked because I want to be a woman and found out I want to fuck Todd Sparrow.
Right.
Second part of the movie is, I fucked Todd Sparrow, and now he won't fucking talk to me. And the third part of the movie is, now he'll talk to me, and now I won't talk to him. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and somehow I've grown. But that's kind of what I got out of this whole movie, is that particular overarching story. It's like, you get, like, there's a part where all of a sudden it's happy groupie time. Like, you know, after she gets blown off and they're not together and she goes all the way up there, 3 hours. What fucking teenager can get away with going away from home, a 3 hour drive all night to a concert? I know she's 18, but.
In 98, more than you think.
Probably more than you think. Goes all the way there, gets blown off, fucking whatever.
She didn't get blown off. I thought he did.
He may have by somebody. But then all of a sudden things get better again and it's happy groupie time. She gets to fuck him, like you said, in Porta John's and Barnes and wherever the fuck.
Yeah, the barn.
What the hell is going on here? To me, this movie does not match reality. It just doesn't feel realistic.
Yeah, but you know what? It's all right, Mike.
Oh, it's all right.
Everything is all right.
Everything is fucking all right. No, everything's not fucking all right. Tara Reid drops out of fucking school because she got that record contract.
On a label, yeah. That's like real life Tara Reid.
Well,
I'll be in movies for a little bit before Sharknado.
You know, what's funny is that if you look at the, there's only three pieces of trivia for this movie on IMDb. And one of them is that Dominique Swain got beat by her out of a role in a B horror movie or something like that.
Wow.
It was like, fucking, like, wow. I'm like, this is trivia. That's like, who gives
a
fuck?
Good trivia right there.
I can't even remember the name of the movie. That's how shitty it was.
Sharknado.
No, it wasn't even that. Wasn't even that.
You know, here's a funny thing I was thinking when I watched this too. Tara Reid, when I was watching this, I'm like, yeah, I this is your lane. You know, she rose to stardom, American Pie and everything. But I'm like, and we've seen what's happened to her career. I'm like, this is kind of your lane. This is where you should have been. This is you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's her, she flew too close to the sun early on.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Obviously, if you look at her
fucking
now.
Screwed over Carson Daly, so fuck that.
Do you think that's what did her in? Probably.
I think so. I feel like, yeah, you screw over the host of TRL at the peak of its popularity, you're not doing yourself any favors.
And then he becomes a pretty good nighttime TV host.
So there you go.
So I want to say this. This movie pissed me off because I liked it better when they weren't having happy groupie time, when they were fucking all the time. I liked it better when I thought it was going to end in a sad way, you know, because I thought it would be more realistic that he does leave her and leaves her with an STD or some shit. Like, I thought that was more realistic as to what would happen in those situations.
Yeah, I don't think that's what they were going for, though.
I think they just wanted to soften.
She might still have one. We don't know that. It's very possible.
I think it's a guy's fantasy. That's of what
she
gets to return to fuck the girl.
All we know is she threw her cow dress onto the fucking sign coming into town. So
that's the end of the movie.
She might still have a fucking STD.
What do you think about Josh Baskin killing himself? Or Andrew, I think his name is.
That's fucked up.
Or Greg. Pardon me, his name's
Greg. That's fucked up. The other, yeah.
And that pisses me off about Tara Reid's character because I thought the whole time she should have rolled with her dudes. Like, you know, you got there together. Instead of say, hey, I know they're not the best. How about we take what they can do well, and then add something else?
Hey, did Lou Diamond Phillips make that decision in La Bamba? I don't think so.
True.
So what are you going to do? You going to be rich and famous, or do you want to play with your garage band?
True. Yes.
Same scenario. So like, don't fucking try to like, hey, let's romanticize this. What you should do. What's the right thing. You fucking love La Bamba. He did the same goddamn thing.
True. True. Like you said earlier, all where, because this movie, I think, it almost felt like it had two endings, because it had the one where he blew her off, and all of a sudden they're again together. It felt like they got a happy fuck time, and that was an ending. I thought that was going to be an ending, and then nope, it changes again, and, you know, and things start going weird. Like Darcy, like you said, all of a sudden has an eating disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and you're like, what the fuck is this going?
We saw a little bit of that earlier too, though.
Did we? Because yeah. I don't. Okay. Yeah, I didn't see it. I'm sorry.
Yep.
I'm a shit.
She was weird with her food.
Yeah, she was weird with her food. I didn't notice.
Yep.
Now Darcy gets Richard when they're at the party because, you know, what's her name?
Well,
one guy.
She gets Richard because every other girl in this movie gets dick, so you might as well.
Yeah. Are you surprised that Parker wasn't the one who got Andrea first? The guy who called everybody Vagina Boy?
That he got Andrea first?
Like, are you surprised that somehow he didn't weasel his way under her panties rather than...
No, I'm not at all.
Okay. Because I thought, you know, that would be the...
He's a
cliche.
Fucking douchebag. I will tell you, that's my six pack though. The chair to the head on that apple.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then after that, what's her name? Magically, Darcy is with him. And I bet her eating disorder is gone too because everything has to end happy.
I don't know.
Now,
I don't know, but I hope she brushed her teeth because I bet her breath was disgusting.
Oh, you're right. That's sad. I said, Tara Reid. Now, when they have the thing where her and Andrea talk, do you think she was grasping at her Oscar when she says it's my fault? You know, and she and here's my thing: she dedicates the fucking book to Andrea, not Richard. I have it written here: record to Andrea, and not Richard. What the fuck is that?
Can I just I don't want to go into that. I just want to say. Tara Reid is one of the worst criers I've ever fucking seen in a movie. But goddamn bad.
But what's worse than that is, what do you mean? What am I? I'm nothing. You're everything. And plot twist, Sybil kisses her and all of a sudden it's like, oh, she's a lesbian the whole time.
Right. But it's like, they just reveal that then. And again,
this fucking movie.
I know. It's one thing. It's like, this is what we talked about. It's like, there's so many doors opened in this and no, they don't go into any of them.
Yeah.
You've got like sexual confusion, suicide, anorexia, bulimia, what have you. Every fucking like
shitty home life
every
for Sybil.
Single thing you can, exactly. And then having 85-year-old parents, every fucking thing you can think of that's so fucked up that could be wrong with your life, and they don't go into any of it. I'm gonna fuck Todd.
That's it. I'm fucking Todd.
Body, I'm a fucker. I'm a fuck him in the barn. I'm a fucking at the Costco.
And ultimately,
I'm a fucking at the Walmart. I'm a fucking by a stop sign. I'm fucking everywhere I can fuck him. That's it. That's what we got.
Now, I want to say this funny, but ultimately the problem is he won't take her on the road. And then finally he says he'll take her. And
she's going.
He says, invites her in mea culpas, right? And she turns the table and says, well, I'm going to Brown. I can't fucking go with you.
So let me, I gotta throw in a very fun fact right now.
Yes.
Which is not, it would have been a six pack.
Yeah.
But I gotta tell you, this is my fun fact of this movie. So this came out in 98.
Yes.
So she's going to be a sophomore at Brown when John Moxon was a freshman.
Oh, shit.
How about that?
The same universe.
How about that?
Yes.
He's a sophomore and John Moxon's a freshman.
And you know she's going to like that.
Oh, yeah.
She's a tan. but no.
Tan.
But my favorite thing is when she leaves him, we kind of get the idea that he couldn't get it up. He had a limp dick.
Oh no, we didn't kind of get the idea. That was
it's never happened before, and that's always what the story is in these movies. And she blows him off, and the line,
she
didn't, you know,
blow him off because he,
but, you know, but what does she say to him?
It's all right. Everything is all right.
Yeah, fuck that. What the fuck?
And you know what's funny? That song, Everything is All, I don't know if you ever heard that Motion City soundtrack.
Yeah, I have the
every time I heard that in the movie, I'm like, that's the fucking song keeps popping in my head.
That was the Motion City soundtrack's version.
Everything is All Right? Yeah.
Everything is All Right.
Yep.
Yeah. I love that band. Most of the music in this thing sucked. And if that was, I didn't recognize it. Maybe I just like it so much. It was
No. I'm saying that line just made me think of that song every fucking time.
No, that fucking band I love.
Every time they said that line, it just made that song popped in my head.
Yeah, that didn't me. That's unfortunate because it would have made this movie much better.
Yeah. That would have been the perfect fucking song to end this movie with.
You're right, but you know what?
It really would have. It wasn't out. I don't know if it was out yet, but.
If I couldn't spend the budget on it, let's be honest. So let's get. That's this movie. You know, if we go back through, I have a few six packs. Edgy Josh Baskin. What else did I say was a six pack? Bolted. That was a good six pack for me. And Biff is a doorman. So those are some things I liked from this movie. You liked getting fucked.
Fucked. Not just that. Fucked.
Fucked. Pound the stapler. Oh, shit. He liked that one. Yeah, so.
Yeah,
so, you know, there's some good moments in this. Now, to me, generic is some of the idealization the way they present women having to be justified by having sex with a man. And like has to be that guy. That guy's a dipshit. You know, whatever. Fuck him. Anyways.
Yeah.
I just thought I'd throw it out. Those are some of the things we thought, because I know you like to think about those before we do memorabilia.
Yeah.
Did you pick some memorabilia? What did you pick?
I got my memorabilia.
Tell me what it is.
I want the color green poster on my wall.
Because you want to jerk one out to Sean Patrick Flaherty, just like Lisa.
I can't fucking think of what else I really want from this movie as memorabilia.
Lisa, I want you to know you share a connection with him because he's going to rub one out to Sean Patrick
Flaherty. I'm going to.
While me, I'm going to go with the cow dress, I guess, right? I want to get the cow dress.
You want the cow dress? Why?
Why not?
What are you going to rub one out to?
Maybe in the dress. Maybe I'll wear the dress and rub one out.
A fucking underage girl in a cow dress?
She was 18 in the fucking movie, not underage. So go fuck yourself.
You go fuck yourself to the cow dress.
I will.
I know.
Are you ready to rate this up, man?
I don't know. I'm still getting over this cow dress thing.
Well, what do you think I should have picked?
I don't fucking know anything else. How about the dress? How about the dress that Wes Bentley jerked off on?
Oh,
I'm just kidding. I know it wasn't Wes Bentley, but I'm ready to rate this. I'm gonna let you go first.
You're gonna make me go first? Okay. Lisa, now I want to let you know, the last thing I wanted to do when I watched this movie was do anything that would offend you or shit on your movie. Because I understand it has a fondness in your heart, but I have a feeling, and I'm just going to throw it out there, that fondness in your heart is more of who's in it than what it's about. Because it seemed like in your little thing that you wrote to us that you know that this character, Andrea, is a fucking tool, right? That's what I think, right? Yeah, so that's what I'm going with. But I just want to tell you, it's also what someone would say right before they do just what I just said. I wouldn't want to do shit all over. So, but I want to go to some positives. The cast was interesting. I mean, I got Josh Baskin and Biff Tannen. Did not expect that. Like Anthony said, we had three connections to Can't Hardly Wait, which is pretty cool. I thought it was kind of cool that it was a female inner monologue. You know, those are some things I do like, even if her voice is annoying and she's kind of weird. Where it goes wrong is is a lot of other places, pretty much everywhere else. I think this movie doesn't know what it wants to be. Is it a teenage girl dealing with sex issues? Is it a coming-of-age film with friends in conflict? Is it an after-school special warning us about shit like sex and drugs? I mean, it was like a, like I said before, is it like an indie school, indie after-school teen special? Like, with a lot of underage sex. So it was like a PG-13 after-school special. It just wasn't right. And when you compare it to other teen movies of the time, that's why it wasn't that popular. The music wasn't as strong as other movies at the time. While it had the cast, for it didn't have the writing, and it didn't have the, it seems like, maybe the budget, because the music sucked. That's pretty much all I can say about that. So it falls short when you compare it to those. So because of that, I'm giving it 7 stars. I'm sorry. It's all 7 right. All day. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
At least you're honest. So I'm going to say this was an interesting one to watch for sure. A lot of things going on with it that, like we said, it was like there was so much like, are you going to go into this? No, you're not. Okay. Just going to dabble here and there on certain things. There was, again, like Andrea, there's a lot about her I just couldn't stand as far as how she functioned in the movie and how she, her delivery on things. There's a lot of stuff that didn't work for me with that. It just like, I would have wanted either a different person in that role or her to act a different way. I guess it was just too meek and too just awkward a lot of times. I know, I get you're awkward at that age, like people are. But it just didn't fit in the movie in a lot of ways. But at the same time, like I said earlier, like if I had watched this movie back when it came out, it would have been in that group of types of movies I was into that I really like, and I still do, that I probably would have had more, I guess, fond memories of it at that point, because I just don't have them now because I hadn't seen it before. This is like a go back and forth movie with it. So it's like so much that's like, holy shit, that's really cool for different reasons. Cause like I've seen these people in these movies, that's cool for me and everything. So there's a lot of, it's a very interesting movie from start to finish. I will say that, you know, you're interested because you're like, at some points, not necessarily a good way, because you're kind of like, what the fuck am I watching? And at some point, it's like, oh, shit, okay. So I'm gonna give it a 14. And it was because, honestly, I think the part of the reason I like a lot of the people in this movie, I also watched it twice and actually felt like after the second time, shit, I kind of want to watch this again now. It's weird.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
What the fuck's wrong with you, bitch? Fuck you. It's one of those that I feel like after I watched it the second time, I'm like, for all that's wrong with it, it's one of those strangely addicting kind of movies.
Oh, gosh.
You know, even when you say a movie's bad, you still would watch it kind of thing. It's not that, like, this wasn't bad and it wasn't good. It's kind of like, that's the tough thing for me. I just don't know what the fuck it is, but it was interesting.
Interesting is 14 stars, I guess, in his book.
It is, because like I said, I mean, I would have given it over 7 after the first watch. You just suck.
No, I'm just honest. That's where I was at with it.
Because I was honest too, bitch.
The subject matter fell short for me. I don't think the movie knew what it wanted to be. It wasn't coming of age. It wasn't melodramatic teenage sex. It wasn't funny. It just was what it is. And I just don't, and that wasn't enough for me.
Well, it was for me. Cause that was in my vein of stuff that I would watch back then.
Yeah. He's when he talks about his vein,
I watched it back then and we reviewed it now, I'd probably give it a higher score.
I don't know that I would, because at that time I was 20 something. So I don't know if I'd have watched
it. So it's 14. It's middle of the pack, just slightly above
for you, but when you put our scores together, what does that make it?
That's 10.5.
And what is near 10.5?
Let's see.
What do we say Lisa's movie is near?
Let me scroll down here. 12 for The Bodyguard.
That movie sucks. But I would watch it again before this one, probably.
It was a 12 all day. Let's see. 12.5, Like Father, Like Son.
I do want to say.
How about that?
That Andrea and Todd had way better chemistry than fucking Kevin Costner and Whitney Houston.
There you go. It's always going to come back to that every single fucking time. Well, let me tell you. Turner Hurt. And Hooch had better chemistry than Kevin Costner and Whitney Houston. So looking for something around the 10 mark, and I'm not seeing a ton.
Has to be some Fast and Furious down there.
I'm sure there is, but I'm not even fucking naming that off.
Oh, man. See, he's got to watch Fast 10 with me.
How about
and he's
this?
Upset about
Blue, 12.5, because you gave it a 7, just like this. I gave it an 18.
I would probably watch them both the same.
There you go. Oh, Cruel Intentions, 7.5.
That's about right. What did I give it?
An 8.
Yeah, they're on that level, right?
So there you go.
They're totally shitty to women.
Basically what I said, I gave this a 14. I gave Cruel Intentions a 7. So I would watch this every 2 times to 1 for Cruel Intentions.
So, hey, you got that going for you.
Or just for the nostalgia of who's in this and everything. And
But I would watch Cruel Intentions before I'd watch this movie.
But here's the thing. Like, that's me, though. I still would enjoy watching a movie because of all the people in it that I'm like, holy crap, I didn't know they were in this kind of thing.
Even movies that I rate, I'd say a movie I rate below 5 most likely is one I won't watch. Anything above that, I'll probably watch it just because, why not? I'm fucking bored. That's how
that's the thing with this for me. It's not like, it was interesting.
Yeah.
But it's one of those, it's like, even some of the bad parts in it are memorable to me. Then I'm like, there's elements of that to this that I'm like, I would want to watch again. So for that, I will, you know, I'll give it a score like that.
So is that it? Are we done here?
I think we're done. We're done.
Okay. We'd like to thank you for listening and just remind you, if you want us to do exactly what we did here today
and
make
sure your movie a 7. Yes, please.
And go to Apple Podcasts. Leave a review, and in that review, say the movie you want to do. And if you want to go that extra step, you go into our website through the request portal after you've done that and give us a message, much like Lisa did, which let us know why, because we appreciate that. Or it's Mike and Anthony at sodapopcultureclub.com. You can just email us directly.
You have any other movies that resemble my so-called life, throw them at us, because I will give it a good review.
And I will give a shit one. Thank you.